Having heard that word, let us now profess our belief in God's work for us, our judge who sent his son to be on our team to cleanse us with his righteousness. We share these words. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're now going to take some time to offer some prayers up to God. And before we do that, there are just a couple announcements or additional names that are going to be on our list here today. The first is, of course, the Floxbart family as they mourn little Lucas' death this last week. Also, a person named Ash, somewhat related to the Jim and Ellen Holroyd. Also on our prayer list, Betty Hagen was not feeling good this morning, and also a lady by the name of Holly Ben Dixon, who has had some health concerns and called the church this week for prayers for her. Please rise for prayers. We bow our heads in prayer. Rejoicing in the hope of our Savior's appearing, let us pray together, saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We pray for the church as we wait with eager expectation for your revealing. You who have written our names in your book of life, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We pray for our mission, that we bring glory to God and healing to many people through our work produced by faith, our labor prompted by love, and our endurance inspired by hope. Even so, we pray for all the baptized, that we might live watchful and sober lives, eagerly looking forward to our Lord's appearing. Even so, we pray for all of your sisters and brothers, Lord Jesus, who cry out in their time of need, especially all who have asked for our prayers. Lord, as we look to an eventful week, and as there have been many preparations made for the days ahead, we pray that you would especially be with those that are lonely in our congregation, those who are homebound and shut in without family. We uplift our shut-ins this morning. Lorraine, Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Dawn, Peggy, Gary, Terry, and Ida Fay. Lord, also this week we recognize that there are some who would desire to be in a different place or have different circumstances regarding their health, regarding their relationships. And so we uplift those that are struggling, and perhaps those that are gathered here this morning that are struggling with where they stand in life during this week ahead. We especially uplift those that we name today: Kai, Bev, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Anita, Yoriko, Svenja, Gladys, Joyce, Kenzie, Mac, Susan, Sharla, Addie, Anita, Ash, Bill, Gary, Andrew Sorensen, Kayla, Marion Baker, Tom Long, Chuck Lane, Maggie Baker. And Lord, this day we pray for the Floxbart family as they grieve the loss of little Lucas. We thank you that you have shared the news of Jesus with that family, that they do have something to cling to, but in the days ahead as they mourn and grieve and gather together, Lord, we pray that you would walk through that difficult time period with them. May our congregation extend to Yakima and surround them with our thoughts and feelings and expressions of concern for them. Lord, also this day for Holly with her diagnosis, For the many people that are traveling this week, for families, especially for Chris and Noelle Schultz and their family. And finally, Lord, for Ann Motlock, for recovery in the days ahead. Loving Savior, be their joy in sorrow and their life in death. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And we give thanks for all the faithful in heaven, saved by your grace, who await the day of the resurrection. And we join them in asking that the day may come quickly. Even so, Christ Jesus, we pray all these things in your holy name. Amen. Let us bow our heads and share the Lord's Prayer before our offering. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we now collect our tithes and offerings.